morning, Bloomington. 8:06, hour number two of the Glass in the Morning radio experience. I'm not sure we can upgrade the program just yet today. Hour number two has to be better than hour number one, right, Keith?
Oh, yes. Nowhere to go but up.
Constant improvement is the theme of this program. Oh, my gosh. It is Thursday. The good news is, Keith, there's probably some folks just giggling this morning because they're not working today, taking advantage of the Labor Day holiday. A lot of people get the three-day weekend in general, but if you've got some pesky vacation days, burning a hole in your pocket today and tomorrow are the days to take those, and you get a five-day weekend. That's almost a full week. Delightful.
Me as well.
Speaking of Monday, we will not be here, but we will be live on the airwaves with Gordon Deal this morning, so you will have up-to-date news on everything in sports. The markets, weather, you name it, national issues, we will have live programming for you. And then Monday evening, NBC Sports will take over as they have been doing. So the rest of us, though, are required to unlabor on Labor Day.
Are you really?
Which is fine.
What a great thing.
By then, we might be applying gobs of aloe vera all over us.
Uh-huh. Or something's, Crisco, one of the two.
Something's going to barbecue this weekend, whether it's you or what you throw on the grill. Something's getting hot. Why? Well, it's going to be 90 again today, 90 on Friday, 90 on Saturday, 93 on Sunday, and Labor Day Monday, 90. The good news is if you are heading to the lake or water or anywhere else, you're not going to have to worry about thunderstorms or lightning or anything like that. 4th Street Arts Fair. It's going to be hot, but there's not going to be wind and rain blowing your stuff around or getting things wet or driving people away. That's not going to be the case. Everybody stay properly hydrated. Put your sunscreen on. Grab some shade and enjoy the weekend, whether you're at high school football, Indiana football, the Garlic Fest. There's First Friday. There's thousands of things going on. Julie Warren will help map out our plans tomorrow morning. But again, that forecast isn't going anywhere. Now, if you can be patient, which I know it's hard to do, this time next week, temperatures in the 70s and rain. So we're going to switch it and flip it.
I like the 70s. I don't like the
more
rain.
Like, well, it needs to rain. You got to have some rain. Your grass is starting to get a little brown, isn't it? We haven't had any good rain here in about 2.5-3 weeks. So instead of watering it, let's let Mother Nature help us out with all of that. The good news, though, again, no forecast of inclement weather, so everything that's scheduled this weekend should be on the up and up. It's just going to be hot. Updated forecast, live radar, you can find it all. And cooking tips, probably, on how to cook things on the street or on the sidewalk can be found at WGCO.
I think you ought to do it on the hood of your car.
Well, why not? The bleachers at Memorial Stadium on Saturday.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness.
You're going to be down on that field on Saturday.
All right. We signed a contract with Adidas, the Indiana University has, for their marketing or their apparel, correct? Mm-hmm. Well, I have a pair of Adidas shoes, and the tongue of the shoe is silver.
Yeah. Oh.
You think that's a good idea?
Yeah.
Adidas is a trillion-dollar company, right? And and I've played golf in these shoes before, and I'll look down at the end of my round, and I'll have a red stripe down my shin where the sun reflects off the silver
off the
burns me.
Really? I went to the opening football game last year, had a pair of shorts on. I still have a suntan about 6 inches on my knees.
That's not
just
a suntan.
Just on my knees.
That's a sunburn, Keith.
Well, it's still there a year later.
Well, that's the second time you went outside that year. You can't.
Watch wearing shorts at the IU Stadium on Saturday.
Just make sure you have your sunscreen on. That's it. But I'm going sandals on Saturday because I don't want the burn from the from the reflection. It's bizarre. And I'm not a burn guy either. Usually sun's not a big deal with me. But when you have the limestone, the turf, the metal bleachers, I'm going to bring a raw pizza
and an almost closed in stadium
and just see how long it takes to cook. No, I won't do that. But that's the place to be on Saturday, 4 o'clock, Memorial Stadium in Southern Illinois.
Great atmosphere.
The place to be right now is right here.
Right.
You are here, I am here, and we are here, and we are all together. And we will bring in Sue Wanzer to join us. Sue, good morning. How are you?
Well, hello. I am well, thank you.
Do you grow aloe vera in your garden?
No. I don't even know how to grow aloe vera, but my garden is very dry, and I'm getting tired of having to water it all the time.
Well, your end is justifying the means, though. If you choose not to water it, it'll just be a dead patch of land, and you can't put that in the salad. That's not good. That's not
good. You're right. So I have to keep watering it.
That's right. You got big Labor Day plans this weekend?
Well, football game on Saturday.
Bang. Sunburn recovery on Sunday. Little Garlic Fest.
So
little Arts Fair.
Been listening to you. But you can't take water into the stadium, can you? You have to buy
I think
it
you
there.
Can bring one. I don't know. You know what? That's a good question for Chuck Crabb tomorrow morning. I will ask him that.
Okay.
I'm not. I don't think if you're going to walk from your car and if you have an unopened bottle of water, they're going to make you dump it out. I wouldn't think that.
I don't
but
know.
You can stand in the concourse and chug it before you go in. Because, you know, Sue, there are people that also walk up to the gate and chug other things before walking in those front doors. So you can stand you can stand arm in arm with your brethren on Labor Day weekend and enjoy proper hydration before football. Now, we're not here to talk about sports. We're not here to talk about football. We're here to talk about local school issues affecting the MCCSC. And as we saw in today's paper, Sue, budget concerns because of how the county and how the state is going to rule or trying to figure out how CVS, just one of these large box stores, right, is going to be, what's the word I'm looking for? Assessed. That is the word I'm looking for. So if CVS, it says here by Mary Keck, if CVS gets the refunds it is seeking, that could mean future tax money will not be paid out to the MCCSC, but will instead go to the pharmacy retail store. County officials estimate that a refund to CVS might exceed $150,000, including interest. The county is asking the state tax court to review the decision. And that's just for one CVS store, not the chain of CVS
stores in Monroe County. Right. Well, and Sue, we've got to deal with it because, number one, we have to publish a budget. And we publish a budget, and then if there's a shortfall on the income, then we have to deal with that. We can't just say, well, we want to change our budget.
Right. And, you know, and the thing is, Keith, as we all know, when our property assessment, when the assessed value goes down,
right,
taxes go up for all the other individuals. So, you know, I guess in some ways, okay, I'll understand or I'll accept if they have to be assessed differently, the big box stores, but I really, really don't get why we have to pay them back taxes. Our property, our house, once the assessed value was lowered, and nobody paid us anything that we missed. I even asked the question, can we get back taxes from the, from previous years?
No, when did they stop laughing when you asked that question?
Oh, they they were polite and didn't.
Oh, they were. Oh, okay.
Didn't laugh. So anyway, but this means more than just problems for MCCSC. It's all taxing entities, and it's all people who live in this county who may end up having to pay more taxes as the big box stores pay less.
Well, and Sue, there are two things going on here. One is, we will lower the evaluation of these. Okay, fine, we understand that. That raises taxes. But now we're appealing like 7 years of previously high evaluations and then pay back that years, 7 years of overcharges, so to speak, for the tax evaluation they had. That's the killer. And that's just one store that we're talking about. You have all the CVS stores. You've got Lowe's. You've got Menards. You've got all of these other stores that are what they call big box stores. And who knows what the effect is going to be overall.
Well, you're exactly right, Keith. And it could very well be devastating for especially, I'm most concerned about the school corporation, but for all taxing entities who have to pay back money and lose money. And, wow, there goes our rainy day fund. And it would probably also mean a cut to our programming and our salaries, you know, knowing that most of our money, you know, goes to salaries. Who knows what we may have to do? So we'll just wait and see for that, I guess, like everybody else is, and hope that, you know, I wonder what other states do, and hope that maybe our state might reverse its decision and help us out a little bit here.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what the tax court says, because that's not just a problem that's here in Monroe County. That's the state's.
Exactly.
That's the state's issue, which makes
it
even more interesting. I don't know when that ruling comes down, but we'll obviously keep an eye on that.
And Sue, you raise a good point, because if other states allow quote-unquote big box stores not to have to deal with it the way we're having to deal with it in Indiana, that's an interesting point.
Well, why, again, but each state's have their own laws, so I don't know how that precedent's going to set anything or fix anything in this situation. Mm-hmm. It's just...
And Mike, I totally agree, but, you know, I'm thinking, you know, if our state tax court says you assess a store based on it being empty, you would think that everybody might do that in terms of taxing. And to me, that really makes no sense, but, you know, I guess we'll just have to, as we said before, wait and see what happens, and I know you'll let us keep you posted.
Yeah,
on that.
That's not going to be something that gets slipped in page 10. That's going to be front page news there when that decision comes down. Sue Wanzer and Keith Klein are our guests this morning. They both serve on the MCCSC school board. Keith serves as president. And we know school board meetings are once a month, so we just had one of those. In between times, we are organizing the budget. Is that correct,
Keith? And
we have
work sessions. That's right. We have and a work meeting sessions. Next Tuesday,
which will be the 8th, if my dates are right. What's going to go on in that meeting?
Well, that's what we're talking about is more of the same, the budget, the referendum, those kinds of issues.
Knowing this is on the horizon, Sue, going forward into that budget, do you start now or do you say, you know what, we better get this in the budget while we can? How does that work out? How does that play from your angle?
Well, you know, I'm not real sure because we advertised the budget already.
Oh, then it's advertised. Well, then everything should be up as normal.
At
That's
least
right.
we voted, we authorized the advertising of it. I don't know if the
I don't think we've advertised it yet, Sue.
To be really honest. Okay, so we might be able to, I mean, according to the newspaper, you know, Tim Thrasher thought, we might have to, I mean, he's going with an 80% of last year's assessed property. So that's pretty low, considering every year we base it on 95%. So that could be a big change for us, and we'll have to wait. We'll have to wait and see, I guess, on Tuesday what happens.
Oh my!
But you know what?
You can't.
There's some good news too, Mike.
Oh, wait, hold on. I'm getting my pen out. I heard good news. What good news?
Well, there was an article in the paper the other day about our students in the high schools that took a class over the summer, and now they're equipped to be able to fix minor laptop problems in our
school. Very nice.
Now that all of our students are equipped with laptops.
Right. So we don't have to wait for one of our staff tech persons. We've got students available all the time to deal with that, and they're getting class credit for this. So they've learned a whole lot. They're getting some experience, and then they might be able to move forward if they want to in the tech field because they've gotten a little taste of it, and it sounds like some of these
kids are really
excited.
And in school, what do they call those? Internships.
Well, and these students can get a certification in that area, which puts them way ahead of the game. Sue, I want
to...
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well,
I was just going to say, so it benefits us all around. You know, we get to teach and train some students, and then they get to help their peers in terms of repairing their computers.
I want to go a different direction now. We've talked about this before, but yesterday the news came out again. The Department of Education is trying to figure out, can they sue McGraw-Hill for the ISTEP? And one of the interesting parts that came out of this is, first of all, we heard the results may not be in until December, and now that's confirmed. We won't have anything until December. And then after the schools see the initial results, they get a chance to question some things. And maybe then with all of that settles and the dust settles, maybe February when we finally get what the scores are. But the interesting part was McGraw-Hill. Now, this is not a small company, and this is not a company that doesn't deal in educational issues. They're one of the largest textbooks manufacturers or publishers in the world. But they said that one of the things that's holding up the scores is they didn't expect some of the answers the students gave. Well, come on. Did you not test it? Did you not have some idea what kinds of answers you would get to the questions you asked?
Well, I think you know the answer to that.
Well, they didn't. But, I mean, it baffles me that we have a major corporation that is costing us the way it is costing us in terms of what it's long range.
Sue, we talk about CVS going back 7 years and trying to reclaim their money. Can we go back with McGraw-Hill and just start saying, hey, you really haven't lived up to this. Can you, you owe us a couple more dollars.
But that's also the idiocy of the state. We extended or we recontracted with them. We didn't have to do that, but we did. And once again, you know, if ISTEP scores are supposed to mean anything, they're really invalid. If we can't get them till February, we can't do anything
well,
with
them. Well, except
the
governor's making noises like a test is a test, and you know what? If it's late, it's late, but the scores are still valid, and he doesn't like this conversation about not using the scores for school grades this year or teacher salaries.
You know what? This might have the law of unintended consequences that you all want, where they just get rid of this as the main factor or main measuring stick. Because if you can't measure it on time, if you can't test it on time, if you can't score it on time, mm-hmm. what's the point of having test results from two years ago now, and then just finding out now what's happening?
Right.
This might help you out, Sue. It might push it the other way.
The test was taken last spring.
Well, and that's exactly the point, Glass, because we moved tests to the spring so that the results could be there in the fall to help guide teachers.
Did the Scantron machine break down? What happened
there? Students. I know. Well, see, the thing is our teachers can already assess their students. They know where each student is. They know what each student needs to improve. So the testing, to me, is really kind of unnecessary. But obviously, the governor has now just divulged what the real purpose of this very, very, very expensive high-stakes testing is, and it's to grade schools and to evaluate teachers, which, again, I think is, I think a lot of testing experts would say, too, is an incorrect usage of this kind of a test.
Sue Wanzer and Keith Klein are our guests this morning. They both serve on the MCCSC school board. What else is making news? We know that it's budget times. We know that that's all being taken care of. Your work sessions, it's highly doing all that. Because it's the time of year for it as well. We know you want to remind us about the spelling bee that's coming up in October.
Yes. In fact, do you know what happened?
No,
somebody
I do not.
Heard me on the radio. Somebody
really?
Heard me on the radio last week.
Was it
and
my mom?
And they posted it on Facebook. It
Very
said,
nice.
Sue Wanzer and WGCL talked about the spelling bee.
There
Isn't
you go.
Nice?
And did they enter
so
a team?
Anyway,
did they enter?
That's why they were posting, because they knew some people who really like to spell, so... we need some spellers. If you don't have a team of four, you can enter alone, and the foundation will create a team for you. So,
oh, wow.
And you don't have to spell all by yourself, like when you see the Scripps Howard. You get to talk as a team.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just you.
This isn't heavy lifting spelling.
Teammates.
This is more.
Right.
This is
well,
more of a hit and giggle.
But yeah, and it's a team. So yeah, it's a fun time. It's a really fun thing to watch. It's very entertaining.
Mike, when you were at Carmel School, was spelling or math your strong suit?
Spelling.
Oh, okay.
I can't spell math. And once math became letters based, I really was bad at
uh-huh.
math.
So you won't be in this competition?
I'm good at grocery store math, Keith. I know how many beers are in a 12-pack, and I know how many peaches you can get for 99 cents. That's about where I stop, but I'm not building any bridges or doing anything like that. Trigonometry? Who needs that?
It's very
finite
when
math?
Cool. Well,
finite math is gambling. That's not hard to figure. Yeah, exactly. That's about where it stops. So the spelling bee is coming up. But my point is the funds raised there aren't going to make up for the funds that couldn't come to. You can only have so many bake sales and spelling bees, but it's not going to be the same.
Exactly. And that's the point. Yeah.
All of that. All right, Sue, enjoy your Labor Day weekend. We will come back on Thursday next. We will wrap up your work session to see what developed there, and we'll keep an eye on these stories that obviously are affecting the budgets that MCCSC will have. It's not fun to talk about, but we got to talk about it. That's the bad news. All right, have a great weekend.
I'll look for you Saturday down on the football field.
Yeah, I'll be hot and bothered.
Okay. Okay. Thanks for letting me be on.